Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
81 million votes Joe Biden supposedly got, right? If you believe that, you are the most gullible person on the planet. If you believe that, you believe that Wu Flu was not a scam. You believe that Wu Flu was legit, that it killed millions of people, and that the vaccines worked, and that Hunter Biden's a renaissance man, and that Kamala Harris is a truly competent vice president, that Joe Biden is a president, is a competent president. I could go on. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm going to tell you the truth on this broadcast every single day. I don't care if there's one of you listening, none of you listening, or millions of you listening. You're going to get the truth. And some of you are going to circle back like my buddy, my biggest fan down in the St. Pete area. You're going to circle back. You're going to listen to these programs and you're going to say, God, that guy knew so much. Even if you're not getting it right now, you're going to circle back and go, he was so in tune with it. And you want to know why? Is it because I have PhD and Esquire and all that after my name? No, it is because I have a PhD in common sense. Everybody's talking about Joe Biden ambling around the White House while they played the music from Die Hard. I felt like I was in Nakatomi Plaza. Anyway, Tucker Carlson, and I've got a couple of clips for Tucker today. It's not his show, by the way. My show is not his show. But I'm using these clips just to highlight some of the things that people are talking about. And, you know, Tucker's making some decent observations here, but the bigger observation is this. Joe Biden did not get 81 million votes. January 6th is a trumped up nonsense by the left. And I think there's even a mashup of all of them. Donald Trump had a gap in his car records. Donald Trump had a gap in his car records. It's infuriating that leftists will believe the nonsense. They get fed the nonsense. They believe it. And I know the hosts, the people on the various TV programs, things like that. They don't believe it. They know it's a lie, but they will happily tell you a lie. What do you think Donald Trump? I mean, legitimately had a gap in his call records on January 6th because he was trying to put together some sort of a riot. That's absolutely, utterly ridiculous. And let's just say for the sake of discussion that he did. Well, I mean, just say he did. Let's play the game. Let's say he had a gap. What is a gap? Do you have a gap in your call records? Do you have a 9-minute gap between I made a call here, I didn't make a call there? They act like there's some big conspiracy. Donald Trump is the most open president in the history of this country. And they still want to, you would think the guy's still president. But let me tell you who you wouldn't think is president, Joe Biden. If you saw the way they treated this clown during the White House ceremony or some signing ceremony that essentially transferred billions, if not trillions of dollars of wealth from the citizens of America to some group, who knows, then you got to see the video. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about this particular incident at the White House.
Joe Biden is now the most unpopular person in virtually any room he enters. If you doubt it, watch this. This was the scene at the White House today. Take a careful look at this. You've never seen anything like it. That's the President of the United States in his own house, shunned. Nobody would talk to him. So Biden wandered off looking vacant as a crowd formed around a former president, Barack Obama, who was obviously deeply grateful for the attention. And then it got worse. It got much more poignant than that. Watch Biden try to horn in on the conversation swirling around Obama. Everyone involved in that conversation, including Kamala Harris, who supposedly works for Biden, ignored Biden completely. Biden desperately tried to get Obama's attention. He puts his hand on Obama's shoulder. He even calls him Barack, like they're friends. But Obama blows him off. He acts like Biden's not even there. Ask yourself if you have ever in your life seen anything sadder than this.
Now, I want to say this for the record. Tucker kind of blew that out of proportion. There is a point where Biden ambles aimlessly, but then there are people, they are talking to him. But to the bigger picture, it's just out of obligation. It isn't like he's really popular. Clearly, if you see the video, Obama is commanding the room. He's going, yeah, I'll get to you in just a minute. I'm about to talk over. And Biden is around him, and he's acting as if the dude is not even president. If you see the video, if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. We looked at the entire hour plus, and everything leading up is all pomp and circumstance. They're standing at the podium. Obama makes some stupid words about ACA, a.k.a. Obamacare, and says, you know, Joe took it to the next level or whatever. But as soon as all the pomp and circumstance was over, it was like Obama said, this is my party. I know this house. You know, I sold this house. And Joe Biden looks like a frail old stupid man. The only people trying to talk to him are people that are, you know, they want to have access, but they don't have respect. And it's clear they don't have respect. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden is an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment to himself, his family. He's an embarrassment to his party, and he's an embarrassment to this country. And let me tell you, we're going to talk about various other issues that have come up. And I want, as I say it every day on this show, it's the metaphor. It isn't about the news. It's the metaphor. And as we consider what we talk about today, because we're capturing this little time capsule right now, I want you to think about all the things that we aren't going to talk about, you know, that we may not get to, things that are brewing. Because let me tell you, the backdrop for this is very simple. We have a corrupt government, a corrupt DOJ that should be investigating the Clintons and have people in prison, that should be investigating Hunter Biden and understand the interdependencies of what that means when Joe Biden, you know, how is he compromised? And we'll play a couple of clips on people that are concerned about that. But I want you to think about all the things that we can't cover and ask yourself, is it intentional? Because when you start packing all these things together, the left wants you to believe, oh, surely you don't believe that Hillary Clinton hiding her server in her basement bathroom closet is a conspiracy. Surely, they'll add to it. And so it finally you start to go, well, God, don't think hiding your server in a basement bathroom closet and having a separate IT guy is a big deal. I don't think having Muslim Brotherhood people work on the Democrat congressman's computer systems is a big deal. I don't think having Muslim Brotherhood people infiltrating our government is a big deal. I don't think Hunter Biden having relationship with all of our enemies is a big deal. Because it all looks so conspiratorial, nothing looks conspiratorial. But you get called a conspiracy theorist even when you're right. You get kicked off social media even when you're right. When are we going to put an end to it? Right now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend want some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Our border is being intentionally targeted and overrun. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I know this for a fact. I will tell you, you're going to see a documentary that comes on Epic Times. And the footage is out there. I've seen the footage. And let me tell you what's happening. The UN is bringing all kinds of people to the United States, Nigerians, Algerians, Hondurans, it doesn't matter. They're flying them to different places all over the world. They're giving them documentation and paperwork, and when they get to the United States border, let me tell you what they do. They throw it away. In this documentary, you will see that Border Patrol people have picked up the papers in the Rio Grande, floating in the Rio Grande, where these people throw their documents away. Then they come in and they say, I want political asylum. And we let them in. It's going to be shocking. Now, Let me just tell you, if you don't think this matters, if you, I don't like Trump, I'm not sure, because I'm in this debate with a bunch of people, and they're still like, well, I'll vote for him, but I think we need somebody else. I'm like, that's the most silly thing, and you guys have heard me talk about it before, because I think it's stupid. I think you get a champion like Trump outside of Wu Flu, the dude has been stellar. You get a champion like him, pardon me, and you want to jettison him because he's getting some negative press? Well, before it was all about Twitter. Oh, he tweets. Well, he ain't tweeting now. He's just getting the word out. Ask yourself, how can you remain so relevant and be out of office? And I don't know if you saw the video of Obama with all his little people, the minions at the White House. Let Trump go anywhere and see how he's mobbed. Joe Biden and Barack Obama could walk anywhere in this country, and you know what'll happen? They'll get mugged. I don't mean mugged by people saying, "Woo, look at him, let's go over and see the former president and the Mr. President." I'm talking about they'll get mugged, dropped where they stand. Trump can go anywhere, and people will be like, "That's Donald Trump, man, that's Donald Trump." And don't misunderstand me. I know there's some crazies. But for the most part, people will be overjoyed to see the dude. Let these clowns go. They can pick and choose. Go, let Biden go to Delaware and walk the streets where he grew up, or Scranton, which he always talks about. Let him go walk the streets. He will be ignored the same way he was ignored at the White House. Anyway, our borders being overrun. I want to give you some truisms. We have to do this every now and then. Borders being overrun. We've lost ground in trade to China. All the grounds the gains that Donald Trump made in trade have been given back to most people. We are no longer independent on oil and not moving towards a solid plan for renewable energy. We are moving recklessly at it. People in America, through Obamacare, have no better health care, and they're still trying to put lipstick on that pig. And I could go on. Now, let's move forward. I'm going to give you some truisms. The 2020 presidential election was stolen from Donald Trump, stolen in a coup. It will be verified. The same way Hunter's laptop has been verified. The same way that there was no Russian collusion with respect to Trump that has been verified. You will learn that Joe Biden and his family are in cahoots with political enemies of the United States. And the media ignored it. You will learn yet again that the media is complicit in making all this stuff up and in creating the fake news and misinformation that we're talking about. They are no better than the Politburo of the USSR. No better. Liars. Lie to your face. January 6th is another distraction created by the Democrats. It is something that they wholly created in order to distract Americans from the idea that they stole the election. The midterms will be a bloodbath for the Democrats despite their cheating and their conniving. Biden urged Putin into war. Why? Because he's an idiot. And he already knew that this is what he needed to do. I don't know whether that strategy was based on what happened with Hunter and the whole situation there. Who knows? But he urged Putin to go to war with Ukraine, and Putin had every reason to, despite all these people, I hate Putin. Let me just say, if you are automatically anti-Putin and automatically pro-Ukrainian, then you have bought the liberal nonsense. Just go get your Kool-Aid and shut up. Tell me anything this government has done for you to say, I put my faith in the United States government, in the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, whatever. Tell me anything they've done where you go, oh, yeah, man, I'll follow those clowns. No, you won't. There's nothing they've done. The only time we had 4 years where we could not trust the government, but we could trust that the leadership in this government had our best interests at heart. And it was under Donald Trump. People don't have to like it. I don't care what you like. I'm in this battle with some guys on the internet. Not a battle, but a debate. And they keep coming back to, as I said earlier, I'll vote for Trump, but I'm like, they're holding their nose or something like that. And I said, and I'll say it again, if you're one of the people that is considering jettisoning Trump, you're a moron, you're an idiot. Kevin Jackson told you. And you don't have to like me. You don't have to listen to this program. You can turn it off. There's many things out there. But it ain't going to change anything for you. You're just going to be a moron and an idiot who stopped listening to one of the best radio shows out there, number one in Africa, all of Africa, every country, 53 countries. So, you know, if you want me to sugarcoat it for you, I ain't going to do it. You have a border situation that is intentional. We fund the UN, who is funding for people to come to this country. And let me tell you what it's all about. It is with the idea of bringing down America. And you say, Kevin, why would they want to do that? Okay, let me give you a reason. 330 million people control 25% of the GDP of the world. We are too prosperous. We are doing too well. Have you ever met a leftist that you tell them, yeah, things are going really well. Got, you know, wife just, you know, got the new baby and, you know, we bought a brand new house. We got us a summer home. And you're thinking that they're happy for all of your good fortune. And let me tell you what they're doing. They're plotting against you. They're mad. They go home and they say things like, that Kevin, he thinks he's something, man. Got his little new baby, got his house, got his new car. You know, they don't care. They don't understand how hard you work for. They don't even care. None of that matters. None of it matters. They are scheming on how they can get to your stuff. And I'm not talking about the occasional get the invitation to come out on the boat or get the invitation to come to the cabin or get the invitation to come out to dinner, our treat. No, they want your stuff. They don't want you to have it. They want it. So I'm going to give you some truisms today. We do it periodically, but I think you'll agree. And it's going to be laced with hard, you know, tough love. Things you may not want to hear. Things you may be suckered in on. Well, if you're suckered in, don't you look, do you want to know the truth or do you want to just go out there and be do-do-do? Because if that's what you want, there's other stations for that. This ain't it. I ain't the way. So I'm glad you're here, but we got a lot to talk about. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Title 42 authority at the border could soon be lifted, and Texas's Governor Greg Abbott says he's going to be busing migrants to D.C. in protest. The Republican governor joins Fox News and says that he disagrees with how the Biden administration is handling immigration.
Joe Biden has refused to come to the border to see the chaos that he's created by his open border policies. So we're going to take the border to him by transporting the people that he is dropping off in these local communities in the state of Texas and sending them to Washington by plane or by bus.
He adds that illegal immigrants going to D.C. will be going willingly. Gas prices are down for the ninth day in a row. The AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular down another cent to $4.15 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News. A judge finds a man not guilty in the first January 6th acquittal. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A federal defense contractor, Matthew Martin, who admitted entering the Capitol during January 6, was found not guilty on Wednesday. The top secret security clearance recipient is the first person acquitted. Now Mr. Martin wants his job back after the not guilty verdict.
I am very thankful for the judge's verdict, and I'm hoping that I get my life back together and get my job back.
The mostly partisan committee voted to hold Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas. Those refusing to comply are calling this a political witch hunt.
The Senate approved two bills on Thursday. One would strip Russia of its most favored nation trade status, and the other backs President Biden's ban on Russian oil imports. The bills now head to the House, where they're both expected to be approved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On his approval rating, when he came into office last year, he was around 60% and even more, and now he's around 40% and sometimes less. Who does he blame now? Putin, Trump, or you? The communication.
Oh, does he blame me? Oh, I don't know. I hope not. Look, I think that the president recognizes that the country is still grappling with a number of challenges that impact people in their everyday lives, whether that is a continuing fight with a pandemic that has been going on for several years, or the fact that costs are going up. Some of those are a result of the actions of President Putin, yes, as it relates to gas prices, but others are related to impacts of COVID-19 and impacts on the supply chain. So what our focus is, and his focus continues to be, on solutions to address these challenges and keeping our heads down and trying to continue to deliver for the American people.
Tough question for Psaki. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Psaki says, are you the cause? Who does he blame? His poll numbers. This guy says, Biden's poll numbers have dropped from 60% to 40%. Let me tell you something. Biden's poll numbers were never at 60%. That's the first lie. But as I told you before, you tell that lie, and so if they had said Biden was at 45% or 52%, that's a lot faller, fall from grace to go from 50 or 52% down to 40. But now they're falling from 60 to 40, and they're being asked about it. And it was funny how the guy put it, because it was really a slap in the face to Joe Biden and to Psaki and all the Democrats. Who does he blame? Putin? Who does he blame? Trump? Who did he blame? You? Because at the end of the day, if you're the president of the United States and your poll numbers are dropping, if you're smart, you'll blame whom? Huh? Yourself. That's right. The buck stops with you. And of course, we all know the person who is to blame, the reason why these poll numbers have fallen to where they've fallen, is because of Joe Biden. And by the way, they were never that high, as I said again. I want to say again. I want to reinforce it. They were never that high. The concept of selling Joe Biden, go back to the first segment, how we opened the show. Joe Biden ambling around the White House looking for a friend. Hey, will somebody talk to me, please? I mean, oh, I know I'm a puppet. God, was embarrassing. Jeez. So this Mr. Popular, I keep referring to the video. Have you seen somebody that's popular? Have you seen an Elvis Presley, you know, the Beatles in their heyday, Michael Jackson, even Barack Obama, Baby Black Jesus in 2008? Have you seen how people gather around a popular person? I don't care who it is. I don't care whether you're talking about Congress. I mean, imagine, and I don't know that anybody has this level of popularity anymore, but imagine, you know, Denzel Washington showing up at a grocery store. You know, and I'm just using him as an example. People are going to, whoa, Denzel's there. You know, I mean, there are people, the Rolling Stones, you know. Imagine that. That's popular. That's 81 million votes when you see that kind of popularity. And then watch a video of Biden. Now, if you can rationalize that this guy's popular and people want to be around him, and if you see that in the video, please get with me. Please do. Because I'm going to tell you, it doesn't exist. Barack Obama, go look at the video of the what I talked about before with the White House gathering. Barack Obama's not Mr. Popularity. Yeah, he's trying to, oh, yeah, good to see you. Yeah, yeah, good to see you. Yeah, you. We meet me over here. Yeah, and he's trying to act like he's directing traffic. But at the end of the day, there are people way across the room that have zero interest in Obama. But they have 10 times more interest in Obama than they do Joe Biden. I know you're multiplying 0 times 10. I get it. I get the math. You understand what I'm saying, though? These guys aren't popular. If Trump had been in that room, not that particular room, but if it had been his White House gathering, let me tell you where the flow of people would have been all around Donald Trump. Everybody. Attention facing him, etc. Poll numbers. Biden's poll numbers aren't going to get any better. The only way Biden's poll numbers get better is if they're manipulated. The same way Dominion manipulated machines and all these other people who helped, you know, make sure that this thing happened. Oh, Kevin, you're going to get sued by Dominion. No, Dominion admitted openly, oh, yeah, we had some issues with our voting machines in certain areas. Yeah, in battleground states. Yeah, we had a problem. We had this. There was a, you know, a thumbnail, thumb drive, or this one went haywire. No, they all went haywire. People trying to convince me, oh, Kevin, you know, Donald Trump, it was the voters that didn't like Trump. People are idiots. And I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to make you mad. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're, I think Trump needs to not run this time. I think you're an idiot, and I hope I piss you off, because that's what you need. You need to go. Because if you're that gullible, you haven't learned a thing. I know, tough love today. Anyway, so Psaki goes on to say, well, we had the pandemic, and then, of course, there was inflation, which is a result of Putin as it relates to gas. No, it isn't. Biden doubled the price of gas before Putin was ever in the mix, and he's going to double it again before it's all said and gone. Then, of course, it was the impact of COVID on the supply chain. So she starts with the pandemic, then she blames inflation, but mostly on Putin, at least for gas, which essentially she's downplaying the inflation on food and the things that you must use. You must use that. I had to go, I left my keys in our other car, and I had to go to the bank. Well, you know what I did? I thought about calling an Uber. I ain't gonna lie. I thought about calling an Uber. And then I said, you know what? I'm gonna get on my bike and I'm gonna ride. So I rode almost 4 miles to the bank, got the cashier's check, had to go to my other bank to drop it off, but that's what I did. I got off my butt. I got some exercise. It was sweaty. I got sweaty. You know, but it was what you did. So you go back to normal. In other words, I don't have to do that. But let me tell you what I do have to do every day. I got to eat. Anyway, folks, our government is compromised. It cannot be trusted. And I say this not as some anti-government, you know, zealot. No, I'm not that at all. I believe in government. I absolutely do. I believe in limited government. I believe in people. I don't believe most people can serve in government. I think it is a calling. And I think it's sad to put it this way, but you must not be able to make a lot of money. It must be something where you sacrifice. It's kind of like getting called for jury duty. If, let me put it this way. If jury duty, if you could go to jury duty and they paid $10,000 for you to go to jury duty, would you sign up? Would you be like, man, I hope I get called for jury duty? Or let's say it was a $10,000 a week because, you know, if you got called and it went like an OJ trial or something like that, it was $10,000 a week. Well, you might lose your job. I don't know what the number is, but there's a number that every one of us will go, man, I hope I get called for jury duty. Woo-hoo! That's the way government is. Government is such that we are now, if you can break through, boom, you're in. What you can only have to serve one term as a congressman to get the pension? What an elixir. Think about it. You could get $100,000 a year for just getting elected and serving one term and you're done. I think that's it. One or two terms. I don't know how many, but that's an elixir. Okay. So imagine this. You serve in the military for 20 years. You get a military pension. You then go to work for a company and it's unionized or something. You get that pension. Then you say, you know what? I'm all set up. I'll go for Congress. You could have three pensions. That for the rest of your life. I'm just saying, if you're scheming like that, and I don't mean it in a negative way, because some people, you know, I know people that have got said, I'm going to do military and do two careers, usually a cop, and they retire both ways. I have a buddy that did that. Good for him. But he ain't trying to be a congressman because he's scheming to get another, you know, fat payday. People that want to serve should, at least in the politics, should, there's a personality trait that you want to see in them. They have to be selfless. They have to be pretty much uncorruptible. And I know they start out that way. These people that are on like HOAs and, you know, community, whatever, the councils, city councils and things like that. They start out that way. But somewhere along the lines, they get corrupted. Let me ask you this. Do you think that the DOJ, because Hunter Biden's under investigation, do you think that the DOJ, this DOJ, would honestly investigate Hunter Biden and follow the breadcrumbs that are leading directly to the big guy, a.k.a. Joe Biden? Do you trust that this government will do its job and point the finger at Joe Biden and say, you know, you are a crooked man? Because I'm going to tell you, I have zero faith in that government to do that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about truisms, we do it periodically just to remind you of what's real out there, what you can count on. It's almost like Euclid. Euclid says there are certain laws of things that you follow that are time tested. It doesn't matter when we talk about this, this is the way it will be. And you can learn a lot from Euclid. From what I hear, that's what Lincoln studied was Euclid. Very sage guy, that Lincoln. Anyway, so some of these truisms that we were talking about, I talked about Joe Biden didn't win the election. January 6th was completely made up. WooFlu was a scam. Hunter Biden is indeed running the Biden family crooked enterprise. We're going to find out more about this. As I said, all these truths are coming out. What was a conspiracy theory is not a conspiracy theory. It never was. It was just the media decides to call it that. So everybody goes, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's legit. And let me tell you why I reinforce this to you. I reinforce this to you because I want you to understand your perception, your sense of things is so spot on. Why do you question yourself? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden has so screwed the pooch, it is ridiculous. It is horrible what this man has done to this country at every level, foreign, domestic. You want to look at what they blame stuff on, Bidenflation. Oh, it's Putin's fault. Was it Putin's fault when he took over? Right. When Donald Trump got cheated out of the election and the gas prices started to go up and Putin was not in Ukraine. Was it his fault then when gas prices doubled? Of course not. It was Biden's fault. It was the energy policy of the left, but they want to pass it along. Inflation was already occurring at a crazy rate. Now it's going to go through the roof. Are people going to talk about Joe Biden starving people around the world? No. Is he going to talk about people, Joe Biden taking the poorest of Americans who are on fixed incomes and essentially making them double poor? It's insane what he's done to these people. You want to talk about universal basic income? This guy has taken... Look, I don't know whether you own a car, but I know you got to eat. If your grocery prices went up 30%, Joe Biden just inflated you 30%. Your money is 30% less value for what you're going to have to do every single day. What about the price of meds and a host of other things that this clown has completely impacted? People making hard choices. Let me tell you something. I'll speak personally. The reason why I can tell you people are hurting, I am not dirt poor. But a friend of mine goes, hey, Kevin, can you come to an event? And it's like 70 miles away. And you want to know my first thought was, is it worth $25 in gasoline for me to go to this event? And my real thought process was, not really. For me to go to something now, I have to ask myself, is it worth it? And what else can I do while I'm there? I'm not the only one asking this question. Have you tried to eat out? Go buy some food. Go buy a ribeye steak. One ribeye steak, $50. You can't feed. I mean, not that I'm saying you should be eating ribeye all the time. It just happens to be my favorite cut of steak. But it $50, uncooked. I'm not talking about at a restaurant, and I'm not talking about a fat one. It's insane. $23 a pound, $34 a pound for meat. Are you kidding me? I'm not talking Wagyu beef. The government is out of control. So WooFlu is a ruse. Democrats are doing everything they can to prevent Americans from suing all the scam artists who perpetrated this ruse. They didn't want you to sue Pfizer. They won't let you sue the hospital, the doctors. People got, there were family members killed by doctors who said they're better, they're worth more to us dead than alive. They killed these people's family members. I know two people whose fathers were killed in the hospital because of WooFlu protocols. I'll take that back. One of them, it was her mother. WooFlu protocols killed them. They'd be alive today. Anyway, I want to get back to inflation. Ted Cruz laid out five essential lies that the Biden administration has told over inflation. And I want to delve into that a little bit. And then because we got a ton to talk about in the second hour. And unlike most shows, I don't cover the same things that I cover hour one to hour two. So if you're only getting 1 hour in a market, you should go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Find our radio show, and you can listen at your heart's content and get all of the shows that you missed. And I hope you do that. Anyway, let me play this clip for you that Ted Cruz had. where he's explaining Joe Biden saying somebody ate my homework because he has got inflation going through the roof, and nobody wants to accept responsibility in his administration, so he just blames everybody around him.
And so on inflation, the White House has had five separate lies on inflation. Their first lie was, it's not happening. Don't believe your eyes. There is no inflation. Their second lie was, oh, it's transitory. Yes, it's happening, but it's transitory just for a moment. Their third lie, this was from Ron Klain, is it's a high-class problem. It's there, but it's a high-class problem. Aren't you lucky to have inflation? Their fourth lie was it's happening. It's not transitory. It's not high-class, but it's a good thing. It's a sign of how great the economy is that you can't afford to pay for your groceries or fill your car. And then lie number five that every Biden apparatchik is repeating is Putin, Putin, Putin. They've decided politically, let's blame this train wreck of a Biden energy policy on Vladimir Putin. Well, you know what? The gasoline prices had risen 48% before Putin invaded Ukraine. As the stickers say on the gas pumps, I did this. Joe Biden did this.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't think people really grasp what's happening to food prices. I have gone to the grocery store. I look at these prices and I think to myself, what is going on? How is this? This is going to end ugly for the Democrats. It's ugly for Americans. And I'm willing to tell you, let's grin and bear it, conservatives, for the time being. Grin and bear it. But you know, this idea that it's supply chain. I played a clip of Psaki when they were talking about Biden's poll numbers. And the first thing she says, well, we have the pandemic, which is a scam. Then she blamed Russia for gas prices. She ignored regular inflation. Then she circled back and said, it's supply chain issues. Okay, take your pick. Supply chain issues caused by what? Joe Biden. Joe Biden, the scamdemic stopped people from working. Then they couldn't get employees back. I'm talking about manufacturers and service industries and whatever else, truckers. They couldn't get people back. Then they wanted to force vaccinations on people, which made people say, screw you, I'm not going to do it. This is a problem of their own creation. The scamdemic was their excuse for doing all these things, these draconian, absolute crazy measures. Only a madman would implement what Joe Biden did. There's no policy reason to do it. You would think that Joe Biden would say, look, I'm not going to panic this country. We're going to continue working. Those of you who want to get shots, get it. Those of you, companies can make adjustments, stay at home, blah, blah, blah. We'll get this thing under control. They didn't do that. Here's what I want you to understand about this. How political it is. When you're solving a problem, you're not worried about politics. You understand both sides of the issue. You say, look, this disease is killing some people. It's not killing people to the degree that we think, you know, that you may be thinking. But if you're afraid, we'll work with your company to figure out a resolution. But we're not going to disrupt our supply chain. We're going to make sure that we maintain good, you know, pricing for people who are on fixed incomes. We'll help the companies that, you know, that maybe can't get it together. We would have spent a fraction of what we spent. We would have been completely non-disruptive, and we wouldn't have a population scared. Look at the things that are coming out now about Wu Flu, these kids that they say can't talk, and, you know, whatever things, that the ramifications of wearing these stupid masks, and don't even get me started on these vaccines. So Ted Cruz lays out these lies. There's no inflation. Don't believe your eyes. It's transitory, but only, you know, it's here, but it's just for a moment. We now see it. Oh, wait, it's only for people that are, you know, in the high, I don't know what he means by high class. And then, no, it is really happening, but it's a good thing because it means that you're all going to make more money. Remember the clip I played of Saturday Night Live with Carter, Jimmy Carter, where they said, yeah, everybody's going to be a millionaire. Yeah, but everybody's going to be paying $1 million just to get their rent their home. And then finally, who's to blame? Putin. Because Democrats always need a boogeyman. They can't blame Donald Trump anymore. So blame Putin.
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.